Right.
That's just a time.
That was a time. And then Pastor Carl spoke, investing in others. Next week, Brother John Peterson is going to speak on giving. And today we're going to explore worshiping with your mind. Worship God with your mind. It's interesting. When God created us, he put this thing together, the head is here, and we have these portals. The ears we take in, the eyes we take in. And I just want you to think about what kinds of things you look at. Just want you to think about what kind of things you listen to. Well, what you see and what you hear is what's going in here. Did you know that statistically, one out of every three males mess around with pornographic material on the internet? Is that hot an item right now? Did you realize that most married couples that have children under the age of 10 have a very hard time keeping their marriages together because sometimes the wife ends up focusing more on the kids than having a balance and focusing on the husband and the children? Did you know that? We're talking about worshiping God with our minds. And as I was preparing for this message, I was trying to pull together all this intellectual material. Had like about five Bibles with different translations and reading through it. Went through the process of the homiletic approach and did the dissecting. And what God put on my heart after I'd gone through that whole process, which is nothing wrong with that process at all. God says, Stephen, in order to worship me with your mind, it is dependent upon your relationship with me. And he taught me that in an interesting way. This weekend we spent about 3 or 4 hours with the missionaries on Friday. They're a missionary couple, and then later on that night we spent time with the Hamiltons. And my wife and I spent time with these couples, and we enjoyed spending time with them. And it didn't seem like time went like that. God's challenging me, Stephen, how much are you enjoying spending time with me, being in my presence, practicing my presence in all that you do? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I really think it begins with the mindset of having a relationship with Jesus Christ. We're going to look at some scriptures here. Let's pull up Isaiah. Worshiping God with your mind. Worship God with your mind. Then the Isaiah scripture here. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Repeat after me. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. And some of us stop right there, that semicolon. You've heard the scripture quoted, but there's another part of this passage. Because he trusts in thee. Ladies and gentlemen, that's predicated on a relationship. If we want to have a mind that's worshiping God, it's got to be predicated upon a relationship first and foremost. You can read as much word as you want and dig in and deal with this thing intellectually and miss having a mind to worship God. Now, we live on the east side. And I'm going to tell you, I love my black brothers and sisters, my white brothers. I love all of you. But sometimes there's a particular arrogance with some folk in that because I'm well read, I think I got a better handle on the Word of God. That ain't worship. Worship in the mind is relationship, as stated here in the scripture, in Isaiah. Let's look at the next passage. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. There's a war going on in your mind on a daily basis, trying to get you to struggle with the flesh and not to do right. You know, it's okay for us to say, it's in my mind and it makes me want to think, makes me want to do right. And God is saying, okay, I'm going to see how that goes this week. I want to see if you're singing a lie or you're living it. Let's back up to the other one. The mind is the seat of consciousness. You're right there. The mind is the seat of consciousness, thought, and feeling. Satan wants your mind. He figures if he can get to your mind, he can do this thing called, he can distract you and therefore you lose your attraction to God. The mind works as the faculty of understanding and desiring. Did you know that? The mind is the host for imagination and creativity. When you're thinking about some of these immoral, just ungodly, I mean, how could someone even think of a type of sexual perversion? And you know what I'm talking about. You read the headlines. It's because of what these individuals are doing with their mind. The mind is the reservoir for both the good thoughts and the evil thoughts. Antioch, we're black and white in the great world. One, two things. You're going to have two thoughts. Either everything is going to be jot and tittle, good, or everything's going to be jot and tittle, what do you think? That was not such a good thought. You can categorize everything, and it's either black or white. You're either thinking godly things that are predicated on worship, or ungodly things that are predicated on idolatry. Let's move to the next portion of Scripture. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with my mind, I myself serve the law of God. But with the flesh, the law of sin. There's a war going on. Don't be fooled. And the enemy wants your mind. He's been after it all ever since you turned to Christ. I'm not talking to unbelievers right now. Your mind is gone anyway. And you're just trying to find a way to get your mind right. You're seeking and searching. Well, let me tell you, when you come into the body of Christ, you will lose your mind. Amen. And that's a good thing. Because we want the mind of Christ. Next passage of Scripture. Romans 8 and 5. For they that are after the flesh, we're talking about unbelievers, we're talking about those that do not know Jesus Christ. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of God, the things of the Spirit. Continue, please. Romans 8 and 6. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. We're just pouring out the Word, and I'm just letting it saturate right now, letting the Holy Spirit speak to your hearts. No commentary necessary. Next slide, please. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Turn to your neighbor and say, what are you thinking about right now? Some people need to wake up. You know what God just did? God just asked you, what are you thinking about? How is this word impacting your mind? How is this word impacting your lifestyle? We're talking about how to worship God with your mind. Next slide, please. And he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Jesus makes intercession for you according to his will, the Father's will, not according to your purpose, not according to your objectives, not according to your timetable, not according to your comfort zone. You know, they got that commercial, the mind is a terrible thing to waste. Saints, when your mind is not on Jesus, you're wasting your mind. Next slide, please. Remember, Jesus was dealing with the scribes and Pharisees. And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, and they were having a conversation with God. They weren't necessarily having a relationship with him. They were having a conversation with him. And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? And Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is this, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God, read it with. This is the first commandment. God wants your mind. We're just watering you with the word. No commentary necessary. The Holy Spirit's teaching you right now. You'll figure it out. You'll figure it out when the Holy Spirit convicts you. Next slide, please. And when the Holy Spirit convicts you, God in his grace and in his mercy and his steadfastness and his overshadowing, overpowering love wants you to renew your mind. Amen. So what does the scripture say? Read it, please. That's right. God wants to renew the spirit of your mind. It's just scripture. Watering you with the word. No commentary necessary. Let the Holy Spirit teach you and convict you where you need to be convicted. And bring healing to you where you need to be healed. Because I'm convinced, Antioch, you know me, I'm your music pastor. Yeah, by the way, why are you up there preaching? I'm your music pastor, but I can preach too when God tells me to. I mean, hey, you know, we're in this thing together. God is concerned about you. I'm concerned about you. I'm your local music pastor. I see what you do. In and out on Sundays. I see how you respond. I'm aware of the calls that come into the office, the prayer requests, the issues in which you struggle. And there's something that's very clear to me, and this is a hard message. We are failing in the area of having a mindset to worship because we've not made up our minds to worship God in spirit and in truth. Because I see your fruit. And it's weak. You've not made up your mind. See, if you have a relationship with Jesus Christ and you're sold out to him and your mind is made up, there will be a sign, the fruit of the Spirit. And I don't have to worry, and some other pastors don't have to worry, when 12 noon comes, oh my God, who's gonna put up the chairs? Who's gonna tear down the speakers? Who's gonna do all this stuff? Why do we have to beg you to serve? Your mind ain't made up. There's something wrong when we have to beg for workers in our nursery in the summertime. Well, you don't understand, Pastor Newby. The only time I can get to my cottage is in the summertime. After all, the weather is quite fair. Have you lost your mind? Are you telling me your cottage is idol worship? That's what you're telling me. You need to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. The way you deal with your time in serving here shows us where you are. Next slide, please. And if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, the bowels of mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being one accord, of one mind. We got to work together, Antioch. We got to do this ministry together. But I'm not convinced our minds are made up. And I'm not convinced because there will be a sign of active worship from our minds to our hands, doing the work of the ministry, loving on one another, being concerned for one another. I'm not convinced. And let me tell you something. Well, you say, well, I'm serving here, and I'm serving here, and I'm serving here, and serving here, and serving here. That's great. Well, how's your home life? Are you able to worship God knowing that you can come home and you've got a good relationship with your spouse? Knowing you've got a good relationship with your children, it's honorable. You know, one of the greatest sins that people never talk about, a sin of the mind, and it goes on a lot. And the Holy Spirit put this on my heart to say at both services. I almost didn't say it the first service. Husbands, I sure will. The husbands, when you are intimate with your wives, are you thinking about your wife? Or you think about another woman? Well, the light is off and it's dark in here, and my wife is a little bit, you know, this or that. What in the world are you thinking about? Women, when you are intimately involved with your husbands, and I'm not necessarily talking sexual, I'm just talking about hanging out in the yard. If he's mowing the lawn and you out there, you know, you're digging up flies in the plant box or whatever, he's saying that you're imagining, your mind is wandering romantically, and your husband ain't in the picture. It's sin. Single people, you're out dating, you're thinking about getting the groove on, sin. It may come at you, but it's what you do when it comes at you. We're talking about how to worship God with your mind. Let's go to Colossians. This is all about a relationship. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. If then you have been raised with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things that are on the earth. We got to be of this world, be in this world, but not of it. God left us here so we can do the mindful things of Christ, so we can worship God with our minds, so our lifestyle will reflect it. We've got other problems. I'm concerned, Antioch, when I hear conversation like this. Well, I would give, but I can't support that particular cause which the elders are thinking about. Have you lost your mind? What do you mean you would give, all this stuff is God's anyway. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. That's dangerous talk. Your giving is an act of worship which begins in your heart and begins in your mind. You're looking at your checkbook and you know what? You're going, okay, there's my mortgage, there's my rent, there's my car payment. What in the world? You've got a salary of $60,000. Why are you trying to drive a $60,000 car? You living way outside your means. You can't even give to the church. You can't even give to the ministry. Well, Pastor, I'm strapped. Ignorance. You've got a mindset of idolatry to fulfill your needs, your wants, your selfish desires. Living high in the hog, can't even give. Saints, God's sick and tired of it. Saints, you better check your checkbooks, go home and say, God, how do we reevaluate the priorities in our lives? We want to have the mind of Christ. Don't you want to please Jesus who gave his all to you? That's why we praise him. That's why we sing. That's why we give to him our everything. That's why we bow down everything in our lives to worship this king, because he gave his everything. We're talking about this relationship, and you know, if then you have been raised with Christ. I'm convinced a lot of people have not been raised with Christ. And we don't have time to go through the entire Colossians 3. It wasn't God's order to do this today. But I'm going to tell you something, saints. You better make up your minds to set your mind on things above and not on things on the earth. I want to share something with you. I have been struggling this week with this sermon. Struggling tremendously with this message. They're working outside my house. They're putting this big sewer thing in. I'm looking at, what is this? It looks ugly, Stephanie. That thing was messing with my mind. It was a distraction. Because some of you know me, I like things just kind of do, you know. But I got to give that up. Got to have the mind of Christ. Got a call at 2 a.m. this morning. My father passed away at 2 a.m. this morning. Now you say, I'm still serving. I'm still leading worship. I'm still preaching. What's your excuse about being lazy? My father's been pastoring for over 33 years, faithful, the same place. Mighty warrior of God. I could have said, honey, I got to call United Airlines and get a flight out right now. God never released me to go to Detroit early this week to see after my dad. And I think part of it was because he wants us to understand that we must worship him with our mind. It's an attitude. It's a mindset of commitment, determination, being able to go all the way, to keep pressing. I press toward the mark. Stephen, there's no excuse. Keep preaching the word. Keep leading worship. Keep doing my will. I'll bless you. I'll take you places. I know what you need. I said, thank you, Jesus. But you will never be able to experience that intimate one-on-one relationship if you're not spending time and your mind is not on Christ. I thank God through his grace and mercy that he decided to give me the mind to be here today. Now my question is this. My question is this, saints. Where's your mind? What do you need to change? What do you need to do? You need to set your mind on things above. Seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. And when you do that, you will worship God with your mind. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you for opportunities to serve you. Lord, we don't want to be legalistic at all in any way. But Lord, we want to be relational with you first and foremost. Since then, we have been raised with Christ. We will set our minds on things above and not on things on the earth. Thank you, Father. We pray, Lord, you're glorified in everything we do, everything we say, and in everything that we think. Lord, bring healing to our minds so we can worship you. In Christ's name, amen. You are dismissed.